speaking today with Karen Morrison, Executive Director of Odyssey World International Education Services, and we're talking about an upcoming event in Vancouver, Washington at Esther Short Park. It'll be Juneteenth, a federal holiday celebrating the liberation of the last African-American slaves in Texas by American soldiers in June of 1865. Karen, can you tell us about the event and some of the organizations and groups that are helping to build community?
Absolutely. I am so excited to share with you about our first Juneteenth of this magnitude. It is going to be a celebration like no other. On Friday, June 17th at Esther Short Park, which is one of our famous parks in Vancouver. It's also where Farmers Market is held, right off of I-5. We will be celebrating from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. the accomplishments of the Black race who lives here, and past accomplishments of businesses, of friends, of family that have come together to celebrate. But we've invited our whole community to come in and join this celebration. And as a Black African-American woman, this brings me so much joy and pride to bring this to our whole community in Clark County and other places. So it's important to me today to invite my brothers and sisters to come across the bridge and celebrate with us. And this is an opportunity to share with other people in our community all of the important work that they do here. We will have food vendors, we will have music, and we'll have games. Odyssey World International and the City of Vancouver are working together for this Juneteenth Freedom Celebration. We will be going over seven freedoms: the freedom for creative expression, the freedom to achieve financial stability, the freedom to access healthcare, freedom to acquire an education, freedom to participate in civic engagement, freedom to celebrate our heritages, and freedom to embark on a fresh start. So if you go to our Juneteenth website, which is www.JuneteenthFreedomCelebration.com, and take a look at our program lineup, we have over 70 vendor tables. So I hope you'll take a look at our program. But some of the things that people have asked us was, why did you choose red, white, and blue as your color scheme? Not only did we share that this is an American holiday, if you look up the flag colors for Juneteenth, they are red, white, and blue. But we also shared that for me personally, Karen Morrison, when I see the red, white, and blue, the red for me stands for the blood that was shed from our people as they worked this land, and the blood that's still being shed. The blue stands for the oceans we had to cross to get here as people that were oppressed. And still, in some instances, and I mean to be honest, in a lot of instances, even with businesses, organizations, we are still being oppressed. But here's the one that gives me hope is the color white, because it is a color of peace. And so our hope is for peace for our next generations. Hope that all of our next generations can receive the freedoms that we're working very, very hard to give them right now. And it will take a collective group to have that happen. But when I personally think about what community is to me, it is a collection of relationships that work together to advocate, to make a difference in the lives right now and in the future. So when I'm inviting community to come together, I'm inviting those who want to see change, who have prayed for change, who will not stop until change happens, if not for us, for our children and our children's children.
Can't wait. June 17th, 1 to 7 p.m. at Esther Short Park. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today, and we hope to see you there.